Tiki, what is up?
Hi.
Someone's feeling active. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, anyways.
So, what's going on? Hi. How's your week? How's the week been, Tiki? The weeky? The Tiki weeky?
My life is boring.
Sounds like a skill issue to me.
What?
Also, Tiki, if you could do a favor for our listeners out there, if you could just speak up into the mic a little, you know?
Hello? I mean,
maybe speak down a little, but you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, so yeah, your life, you know, fucking sucks. That's your own problem. Deal with it, loser. So my life has been, you know, pretty active because I am a very active, sporty person. I am
definitely
5'10". I am 5'10". Why are you laughing, Tiki? Tiki, what? Why are you laughing? Hold on. If Tiki's voice is going to be too quiet, I'm going to just make mine quieter.
Is okay. There a way I can turn it up instead of holding the microphone right to my face?
I mean, no, but I think holding up your microphone right to your face would probably be your best bet.
Okay.
Okay, great. So we've got nice hold up face audio. That was a little loud. Okay. Any hoobies, it's time for... Okay, so, yeah, so me and my good friend Zaza/Tiki/Hannah, we both live in New York.
Yeah.
Country, jungle, wet dream tomatoes. Recently, was this yesterday? There was a fucking earthquake.
Oh my god. I was like, I remember I just got up. And I stood there. I had no idea what to do. I had no idea it was even an earthquake.
Well, yeah, I was eeping. I was taking a good old eep. And then all of a sudden, my fucking house was shaking. And I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh. I think Danny Wolf is just like running or something. And I hope he's listening to this. Hi, Danny. You're fat. Okay. So, okay, by the way, guys, I'm not mean. Danny's very mean to people, and he's a bully, so we're allowed to make fun of him. That's the rules. But yeah, I was literally just sleeping, and then the fucking world started shaking. And then it happened again!
Oh yeah, that was weird. I was like...
Yeah, there was a small one. It was a lot teensier. Jason was over. We were hanging out in my basement, and then the planet started shaking, and we were like, "Ooh!" So, yeah. When's the last time an earthquake happened? It's been like a bajillion years. I mean,
my mom said like,
Right. Love that time.
Shut up!
That was a great time. Oh, but anyway, guys, while Tiki's thinking about this, how did you like our intro? We're trying it out. On our first episode, we didn't have any intro because I forgot. So, but yeah, if you guys liked it, comment, let us know. If you didn't like it, let us know. We will change it because we are very self-conscious. So, anyways, Tiki, get back to us. When's the last time an earthquake happened?
It was like 2011.
Wow! 2011. Well, geez Louise. Well, certainly geez Louise to that. Yeah.
Anyways, we should talk about that, thing that... happened in the video the other day.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, if you guys didn't know, me and Hannah are running a YouTube channel called Autism the Podcast the Channel. It is on YouTube. Go subscribe right flipping now. We make awesome videos. It's quite comedic perchance. So, yeah, we were editing the video and, you know, I had to split it into two parts. And so, you know, I let you guys know at the end of part one, you know, like, hey, this is going to be a two-part video, so click right here. And in the back of that video, there was like this funky critter.
You think we'll be able to, like, show them somehow?
If you guys really want to see it, you can go to our YouTube channel.
Wait, you should put it on the website.
Our YouTube channel is on the website. I'm, like, 90% sure. Yeah. But if not, I'll add it. So, go to our website. I think it's, like... Oh, crap. What's the link? It's...
Isn't it?
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Okay. Our website... You go to autismthepodcast.podbean.com. It'll take you to our website where our YouTube channel is linked there. So you guys can go check out the YouTube channel, leave a like, subscribe. And at the end of the video, there's a little funky guy in the back.
We should probably, on the website, we should post like the edited version of the picture. So
On the website we'll post the edited picture and be like, you know, help, please. it looked like one of those death masks from like the plague, like a bajillion years ago. Like
doctor masks with the bird.
Yeah. Can you speak up?
Hello!
Okay, no, but like really, they're not gonna like be able to hear you. Yeah. So. Right.
Testing?
Yeah, keep it like that.
Okay.
Great. So, anyways, yeah. I went bowling with my aunt. First time I did it without the bumpers. I fucking sucked. On the first game I played, I think for the first, like, five things, it was just straight gutter ball every time. And then I finally hit one pin. And I think in the third game I got a strike. So I'm like basically Mr. Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, like, all that wee bowling practice finally caught up.
Okay. What did I do yesterday? I didn't do anything my entire break cuz I suck. But
yep, loser.
Oh, I rode horses. Yay.
Oh yeah, Tiki's a. Well, you're not a horse girl. What would we call you? A horse person.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh well.
Horse critter. All right. Yeah, that's what we'll call you.
All right.
I'll put that on the website /horse critter.
Horse. Okay. Okay, but basically, yesterday I had, like, a lesson, and I was riding this horse, you know, like a horse person would.
No, what's a horse? What is this horse you speak of?
Her name was Elsa.
Okay.
She's really silly. But I was, like, riding her, right?
Is she, like, Frozone?
Shut up! And then this person, there's like a road next to the what the fuck do you call it? Like a, but what the flip do you call it?
Call what?
The arena, sure. But there's a road, and this person, like. Was like speeding up and down the road, like
with a car.
Yeah, And
did they hit your horse?
No.
That would have been really
funny. It's a fenced-in area.
Okay, so what's the spiel?
But then the horse got spooked. So, you know, she kind of started running. And I'm like, what do I do?
So you were on this horse and it just took off?
Yeah, but not for long. Because she's like, luckily not. No, I didn't.
Aw.
Because I'm just that good. Yeah.
Oh. You know, okay. Tiki, lying to yourself isn't really healthy.
You know, being confident about yourself is very healthy, so you shouldn't be talking.
Tiki.
What?
Before we started recording this, you didn't want to do a camera because you were not confident in yourself.
That's different.
right. So, you know, okay, that's all right.
My God.
Who gave you tuberculosis? It actually might have been me. I'll be honest.
You got like everyone sick after the show. Oh my God. We should talk about the show. Chicago.
Oh yeah, the show.
Yeah, we ate.
Yeah, it was. Oh my God, it was like 3 weeks ago today.
Only 3 weeks?
In a week, it'll be a month.
Like, damn.
Yeah, it was super lit. We did Chicago.
After closing night, it made me realize that I have literally nothing going on in my life, so.
Yeah. So, you know, as autistic queers are, you know, me and Tiki, we are theater kids, kind of a given. So, yeah, we did Chicago this year, and we also did this play, Peter and the Starcatcher, during the fall, which, you know, I was the lead in, because I'm awesome.
Shut up.
To be fair, you got Smee, though. Smee was unironically the best character.
Best character in the entire thing.
Come to me.
I don't care.
You shipwreck sailors.
Yeah, like, best solo song. Best character overall. Like,
yeah, when you were doing your song, the entire cast was, you know, swinging their arms back and forth. And, like, dude, oh my God. That show was a blast.
That was fun, but I don't think we ate during, like, I mean, I messed up my line, like, on opening night. And I was, like, on the verge of tears.
Yeah. Me. Bro, the day before opening night for Chicago, I still didn't have, like, my newspaper shit down when I had to go out on the newspaper. I did get it, though, both nights. I didn't mess up any lines.
Oh my God. Roxy on closing night.
Roxy.
Do you remember? Do you remember that?
No. What happened?
Oh my God. Pit screwed us over. Oh again. Yeah.
Fucking. Okay. I'm not afraid to say his name. Landon Baugh. I am calling you out. He is a tromboner, but not emphasis on boner, because his penis is probably too small where you couldn't even see it.
What?
He lives down the block from me. He owes me $10 because I pressed that red button, the reset button in the back of the bus, and he said he'd give me $10 if I did it, and I did it. Never got my money, Landon. Wait, my money, Landon. Hey, Landon.
Because
he's in the pit.
Well, yeah,
and
but, like...
I hate him, so it's his fault.
One person's fault. It's, like,
yeah, it is. It's his fault. It's just Landon.
Okay.
It's only Landon's fault. So we should burn down his house. He lives down the street from me. His mom is super hot.
Okay.
My bad. Yeah, she has, like, this pink Jeep.
Okay, that serves.
It does. It kind of serves.
Kind of!
No, it does. Okay. Oh, anyway, hold on, T. So I was, like, cleaning up my basement because my my cousin is coming over tonight. And yeah. I found one of those, like, one of those things that, like, people have when they're, like, doing a movie scene that makes the... Did you hear that?
What? I heard, like, a snap. Yeah, what is that? What is that?
You know, the thing that's just, like, the scene... And, like...
Oh! One of those?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I found one of those. It was just, like, in my house, and I grabbed it.
Wait, remember when we were gonna make that movie? Screet.
Yeah, but then Colin bailed because he's a pussy ass bitch. So.
What the fuck know. Is it called?
I wrote over half of it. It's like almost done. It would be like a feature film, even just where it is. It was pretty gas, not gonna lie. Oh my god, I was so gonna like fuck over Evan's character. But yeah. That's how that went. You sound healthy.
Definitely.
I owe Mosey $20 because he bought me some Penny Ale vodka this one time. So I said to him, if I find out that Joe likes me back, you give me $20.
What? Does Joe like you back?
I'm gonna ask her out to Monday. So we'll Damn. See. I'm gonna get busy.
Where are you going for the date?
Oh fuck! I don't know. Carvel maybe. Beachbird.
Umberto's.
Ooh, Umberto's.
Best way to go. Cheap.
Yeah.
Like
cheap. Because I don't have any money.
I need a job.
You're 14. You get your fucking working papers in. You can get a job.
How long does that fucking take? Like a month?
My friend told me. If you can get a job over the summer, you'll be good. I'm still 13, like a fucking loser, and I can't get a job. Shut your ugly blowhole.
Hey.
All right. I don't want to hear. That's what you sound like.
Shut up. Stop.
Okay. What? I don't know. I think we talked about this last episode, but my dad has a podcast and I'm using like this this application that like records it for us, and there's all these like there's like this sound this soundboard that has a bunch of like hold on. It has perky upbeat musical conclusion. So that's very silly. Anyway. We'll use that at the end of this episode.
What was I?
You were probably gonna say something stupid.
What? Here, wait. Chicago.
Met her on the way to Chicago. Shut up. Sorry, I love that.
We didn't tell them how we messed up so badly on closing night.
With the Roxy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Pitt fucked up. They were two measures ahead. And we just like kept fucking singing it. But you know, it's probably Landon Baugh who's, you know, two measures ahead. He's almost fucking everyone over.
God, you Kiki. Know what? You know who I'm not excited to see in 2 days? Two days!
Who?
My math teacher.
Oh, yeah! Yay. My math teacher? Bro. Oh, my God. I'm not gonna say any names, because I could get suspended. Yeah, but this total biatch, built like a meatball looking ass. Oh my lord, I can't with her. She's always like on my ass for the most random shit. Sorry, anyways.
What was I gonna say? Ooh, wee, ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Wow, Tiki, this is real entertaining. You're really entertaining all our listeners.
I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, figure out. I have this big ass pencil. That's pretty lit, huh?
What do you need that for?
I have uses. do not put things where they don't belong.
Yeah, but it actually works. There's like graphite and eraser. Big eraser.
You know,
yeah, guys, people, if we get to 500 downloads, we'll 1,000 downloads, we're gonna make a Patreon. We're gonna send you guys mugs with our faces on.
No, we should just send.
We're gonna enhance our lips.
Mugs so with the
smooch.
Oh, okay. We should just send the mugs with the autism logo on it.
Yeah.
Autism podcast.
It's just the, you know, pink Comic Sans.
You know, people are calling what's happening right now, like the earthquake, the solar eclipse. They're calling it Christ's second coming.
Yes, he's gonna be coming everywhere.
What?
No. Sorry. Yeah. No, so wait. Guys, so yeah, Christ is going to come everywhere tomorrow. All right. Well, actually,
no way.
the day this is released, it would have been today. But yeah, he's gonna come all over you, every Damn. Listener, especially you, James. James in your blue shirt.
What?
And your Nike shoes.
Especially for the people in Ireland.
Oh yeah, we've got 5 downloads from Ireland. Shout out to our Ireland listeners. If you guys are real, leave a comment. We've got some gold at the end of the rainbow for you. So okay, Tiki, this is a little mean. Maybe we
How
don't.
How is it mean?
I mean, well, no, yeah, you're right. It's their culture.
It's the Irish jig.
So anyway, guys, for all you Islanders, no,
what?
I love the Islanders.
Islanders
wait,
suck!
Shut the fuck up. All right, you're just mad because your range is low. You have no range. No range. You're not a ranger. You're a range or bitch. So I don't want to. Stop. Shut up. Stop. Anyway, so Tiki, we should start a band called Autism, the podcast, the band.
Wait, I was actually thinking about names for a band the other day.
We can always go with autism. I mean,
I'm not calling a band autism.
Okay, but like, I've been coming up with some heavy metal riffs. So, you know. I'm cooler than you. So anyways, yeah, Tiki doesn't play any instruments well. Tiki, wrong country. Is that whipping? Stop. All right. Sorry, listeners. Just muted Tiki over here. So, okay, wait. I muted Tiki and I don't know how to unmute them. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, guys, I fixed it. Wait, why is it infinitely looping? I just wanted it once. Yeah, it just infinitely loops. Okay, that's great.
No, our town is boring.
You guys should come to our town and burn my house down and kill me.
What? You should burn our school down.
My address is 148 Newlands Road.
Oh, okay? Okay.
Come to my house and burn it down.
Listen, my address is, wait, hold on.
69420 Street? That's a great address, Tiki. Really loving that address.
Wait. My address is 308 Negra Arroyo Lane.
Tiki, I'm gonna mute you again. No way Pledge just made a Breaking Bad reference.
Shut up! Breaking Bad!
Have you even watched Breaking Bad?
Yes, I have!
Did you finish it?
No. I don't have the time.
Loser. I don't got the time! Sorry.
Okay.
to listen to me whine. Okay. I'll stop now. Dude, fucking Theodore Michael Corrales. I probably shouldn't say his full legal name, but
just mute that when like
I'm not doing all that work. Sorry, Teddy. Love you. Anyway. So He just started singing like that song in like class.
Which one?
I don't got the time. Or no, it's have you got the time to listen to me whine in the Green Day accent?
Yeah.
And it was really funny.
Okay. But I'm a creep.
Okay. So let's move on. So I'm a
weirdo.
Tiki, please stop. So anyway, I'm into collecting Pokemon cards because I'm a loser. And right now I think I have, here, let me check. I have $832.98 in paper.
Paper?
Yeah, I do. And it's pretty lit.
I have around so I used to collect these model
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
No, these model horses.
Oh my god!
I've been a horse kid since the date of my birth. Hold on a second.
You would definitely be one of those kids in the 80s. You would definitely be one of those kids in the 80s who got, like, a horse trapper keeper.
What is that?
Oh, you know what a fucking trapper keeper is?
It sounds familiar.
So, like, in the 80s, they had, trapper keepers that was, like, a folder and, like, a binder all in one.
Oh, those! Okay, yeah. Here, wait, yeah. I'm gonna go find the collection. I think it's down here.
Okay, I'll keep them entertained in the meantime. So anyways, yeah, I collected Pokemon cards for a little while, and I actually have a Pokemon YouTube channel that is currently up on YouTube. You can check it out. It's under the username. I think it's HokiPoke, HokePoke, with a, space in between them. I've put out some high-quality videos. I spent a lot of money on it. New videos will come eventually. I don't know when, but I'll put it on another video one of these days.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
I have around... these things are, around $40 each.
$40?
Yeah, these things are, hand-painted and shit. Depends on, which ones you get, obviously, but... I have... this 60, 40, 30, 40, 40. What does that equal?
Somebody add all those numbers up and let us know, because I'm not doing all that math. Tiki, you're such a silly Billy. Have you got the time to listen
That's
to
around,
me whine?
$250.
Amateur. I have more money in paper.
Yeah,
does anybody actually listen to Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny sucks.
What's his music?
It's like the... here, wait.
Nikki, can you not?
This is Bad Bunny. You asked for it.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not terrible, but I don't... No hablo español.
I've never actually met someone who listens to him.
Like, yeah, I don't think he actually exists. I think he's just a figment of our imagination.
Just like me, I don't exist.
What?
I don't exist. I am in your imagination.
Tiki, what are you talking about? Tiki, what do you mean? Tiki, what do you... Miki. Sorry.
Shut.
What do you mean, Key?
I just inhaled my spit.
Yum. Snack. Snack alert, guys. That's gonna be our new product. We're gonna release Tiki Spit Ultra Flavor. It's our new merch.
Wait. You know how like I forget what YouTubers did it, but they sold like gamer girl bathwater.
Oh yeah, Amaranth and, like, sold her bathwater.
Oh my god.
She made a shit ton of money though. To be fair. How? Because there are a lot of people who would buy gamer girl bathwater and are definitely not me.
Wasn't there gamer girl piss too at one point?
What? I didn't hear about
gamer
girl
piss. You didn't know about that?
If I knew about it, I would have paid for it.
What?
I'm kidding, of course. Gulp. Is what I did with the gamer girl piss. Sorry.
Yeah, no, she sold... Oh, the description...
Ooh.
Belle Delphine?
Oh, love her. I mean, to be fair, she's making a bag, though. So, respect to her.
Yeah.
You know what?
But, like...
Wait. Bills cannot be that high.
The description for it was only one jar for one lucky cutie fan. This will not be sold again. Disclaimer, this is not for drinking and should only be used for sentimental purposes.
Sentimental piss.
Gamer girl pee. $10,000.
Yeah, please don't drink my piss.
$10,000.
Yeah, I purchased it. That was me. My bad.
Oh.
I was thirsty. So anyway, have you got the time to listen to me whine? Who do you look like?
I think I look just like Buddy Holly, guys.
Oh, and I'm merely married. Yeah. I don't English, sorry.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Less.
What? You know who's death? You know, I always cry about people's deaths, even though I wasn't even alive when some of them were.
Yeah, like Bert Cocaine. Great guy. You know, too bad he's dead.
Yeah, no, I sobbed over him for like a week straight during the summer. But then the other day I was crying about Cliff Burton's death.
Who?
You know, Cliff Burton.
Tim Burton's long lost brother.
No! Metallica's bassist.
Oh,
yeah.
Was he Metallica's racist? What? Was he also? Sorry, that was a bad joke. Do you get it? Because bassist rhymes with race.
Yes, I think we all got it.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna hang myself. Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Is that a yes? Do you have the time or not?
No!
Hey.
No. Cliff Burton, he would have lived a lot longer.
If he hadn't, like, done heroin?
No! He didn't even die from... What?!
Sorry. No, I mean, all rock stars do a little bit of heroin. The day you accept that is the day you do heroin.
No, there was like a car crash. And he apparently he flew through the window and ended up under the bus they were on.
Through the wall. Through the window. Through the wall.
Shut up! You know, so, what band I've been listening to, like, only? Like, I haven't been listening to anything else.
Oh, God, what?
The Front Bottoms.
Oh, my God. Tiki has been yapping about this shitty band for, like, 2 weeks. What about the Bottom Bottoms? What about those guys? Huh?
Boo!
You're not a Bottom Bottoms fan?
I'm not a Bottom Bottoms fan.
Yeah, you're just mad because you're a bottom. I'm a top.
What?!
I don't know. Ask Theo. So, anyway, I
was... Ask Theo!
I hope he's listening to this.
Theo. Should we tell him about it?
Oh, yeah. Let's tell him after. Theo, if you're listening to this, love you, cutie. So, any hoobies, time for boobies. I was...
What?
Sorry. Every time I say any hoobies, I always have to say time for boobies. It's not weird. I swear. I swear, guys. I am a normal... Well, okay. Well, that's a lie. I am a person. Well, that's also a lie. Go to the park.
What?
That's my TED Talk. Go to the park.
Does anyone have ideas on what to do in a boring ass town? Because I live in a boring ass town.
Hang yourself?
Like,
that's what I'm going
really
to do.
Really nothing to do around here except go to the beach and walk into town.
You know, Tiki, like, some kids in Africa would love to have a beach. They would be...
You're guilt-tripping me now!
I'm not guilt-tripping you. There would be kids in Africa that would be very happy to have a beach. Probably. I don't know. Maybe they don't like beaches. How am I supposed to know? I've never talked to them. Oh my God, that should be our feature on our next episode. We're gonna have an African child. We're gonna take one. We'll feed him. And he will be our next guest on the podcast. Tiki, do you agree?
But what?
Tiki, is this gonna happen? We're gonna make this happen, Tiki? Collab with African children?
Perhaps.
Personally, I'm hyped.
I
can't wait for this to happen, guys.
You know, I want tattoos, but I
Me
have...
Me too.
I hate needles, and I have,
Oh,
since
you
I was,
hate
like,
needles? Boo-hoo! Fucking deal with it.
That wasn't that nice.
Sorry. Just kidding, I'm not sorry. Extremely insensitive. Because
my mom's like, you better not get tattoos when you're older.
You realize I have a shot. I have to, like, take a needle every night, right?
You get used to that at some point.
No, the first time I did it, it didn't hurt at all. I fucking dealt with it like a man. Yummy. Snack alert. So, anyway. Oh, WrestleMania is today.
What's that?
WWE?
Oh.
WrestleMania?
Oh.
Yep.
I don't.
My cousin Landon's coming over. Neither do I, but my dad does because he loves looking at half-naked men. So, you know. He's queer.
You know
it's
what I think
obvious.
Would be cool to try, but I would
what?
Like it would like hurt.
What?
Stick and pokes.
What?
Stick and pokes. They're like DIY tattoos.
Oh. Yeah, not a great idea. yeah, I don't know about that. anyway, so I wanted to be in the tennis team, but the tennis coach, like, I don't know, he just, like, doesn't like Jews or something, so what? He wouldn't let me on. You know who the tennis coach is, right?
Actually, no, I don't.
I mean, probably not. Why else would he not let me on? Because I'm a midget? That's probably the other... Oh, actually, I'm 5'10". I am 5'10". Any hot ladies listening to this? 5'10". I am a supermodel. I am jacked. This is all true. Hit me up. Get in the DMs, ladies. So, ladies. Yeah, ladies. Ladies, yeah. You want to roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Tiki, we can't sing the same song at the same time because it's delayed. I'm sorry. It's not a personal thing. It's probably for the best, though, because you suck. But what? I'm kidding, Tiki. Love you. Love you, Pookie. Pookie, Wookie, Dookie.
Wait, have you seen those guys?
Love guys.
I can tell. Have you seen those guys that make, like, the videos for, like, birthdays for, like, celebrities and stuff?
Yes!
And they did one for
African
Kurt Cobain.
Guys?
Yes! Yeah.
Happy birthday, Kurt Cobain! Yeah, I've seen it.
It's like, you are, our Pookie Wookie Super Dookie and stuff like that. It's so
silly. Yeah. Wait. I made the same video. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You know, I'm playing a game right now. N69. Retro Bowl.
Retro Bowl. All
right, it's kind of fun. All right.
I remember there was a time where, like, everybody played that.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a pretty popular game on Galactic Games, trademark. By the way, guys, if you go...
Oh,
I'm not
going to
leak
God.
Our school. I can't say our school's name. But if you know me, you know, like personally, you probably know what school I go to. If you go to my school, go to galacticgames.net and, you know, play best games. Shut
Can
up.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Stop it!
Okay, anyway. Yeah, what happened to that whistle edit? That was, like, all over everywhere, and then it just died. Memes just die so quickly nowadays. It's, like, actually insane. You know what else is insane? Me. I am psychologically
crazy. I was crazy once.
Damaged.
They locked me in a room.
No,
room,
no.
A room
Tiki,
with rats,
we can't start with this again.
Crazy.
The last time you did this, it was
once.
For 20
took
minutes.
Me in a room.
Please. Tiki.
You locked me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room with rats.
I'm
going to
mute you.
Rats make me crazy. Crazy.
Let's get me
I
in.
Was crazy once. You.
Okay, guys. We're safe from the wrath of Tiki. That's great. Fuck, wait. I don't know how to unmute them.
Locked me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room with
rats.
Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
Damn. They're still doing it?
I was crazy once.
Yep, alright. So, now that Tiki is muted, we can just relax.
Rats make it crazy. Crazy.
Did you just unmute yourself?
Locked me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room with rats. And rats make me crazy. Crazy?
Tiki,
I was crazy once.
We can't do this.
They locked me in a room. A rubber room with rats. And rats make me crazy.
It's for your own safety.
I was crazy once. They locked me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room with rats. And rats make me crazy.
Tiki,
crazy? I was crazy once. They locked me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room with rats. And rats make me crazy. Crazy?
You don't have to do this.
They locked me in a room. A rubber room with rats. And rats make me crazy. Crazy? I was crazy once. They locked me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room with rats. And rats were crazy. Okay, I think I'm done. Crazy? I was crazy once. They locked me in a room. A rubber room.
You just said you thought you were done. Tiki, stop.
My Pookie Wookie. Super Dookie.
Super Dookie.
You've always been our hearts.
You've always been our hearts.
We love you.
We love you.
Mwah.
Mwah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I love them.
That's
happy,
great.
Happy birthday, Kurt Cobain. You are... Wait. I need to read the sign. I want to see what it says. Happy birthday, Kurt Cobain. You are my... my Pookie Wookie Super Dookie. You will always be in our hearts. We love you.
Dude, it actually is so sad that he died, though. Because, like...
Yeah, he would have still been alive today.
He would have been, like, 50-something, though. Older.
Yeah, but, like, with Dave Grohl and, like, Chris...
Oh, yeah, like, David and Goliath. Nirvana probably wouldn't still be together, though.
I mean...
Because you know that Foo Fighters was like, or it was gonna happen, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. But like, people have been in two different bands at the same time.
Yeah, but like, you know,
like if, this, even the frontman's like, I'm
I don't know.
Sure
I feel
Mercy
like it
would have
been like a Beatles. It would have been like a Beatles situation.
Beatles, like how?
I don't know. They would have like sung on a roof or something.
What does that mean?
Are you fucking stupid? So, the Beatles, the band?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, they broke up and then they sung on a rooftop. It was like this whole famous thing. Are you actually slow?
What? I don't
follow. How did you not know about
this? I don't
this?
Follow the Beatles
nobody
that much.
Nobody our age follows the Beatles. It's common fucking knowledge. Everybody knows about this. Tiki, buddy. Wait. Are you fucking my shit right now? Tiki, are you messing with me? Because this is not silly Billy Connelly. But can you just please give me like a... So I know you're joking with me? How did you not know about this? That's it. You know it's popular when The Simpsons made a reference to it. Season 5, episode 1 of The Simpsons.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in like 5 years.
Well, geez Louise, Buster.
The last time I watched it was when I was in France. I had to watch a French version of it.
Oui, oui.
And I was in France.
Baguette.
Like, Tiki. 2 weeks before COVID.
Tiki, why don't we calm down here? Oh my god, you were in France 2 weeks before COVID?
Something like that. It was like, actually, no, not 2 weeks. It was like,
I miss COVID. Like I don't miss who I was. I don't miss who I was during COVID.
I wanted to kill myself during COVID. I hated myself.
You were a furry. You were howling at the moon.
Oh my god.
Don't say any names, but you'll know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There was this... Wait, what? What's her... Or his... I don't know. I don't know the pronouns, so I'm gonna go by they, them. So anyway, they, in stage crew for the play, they had these Converse.
Oh my god! I know who you're talking about!
Yeah, yeah. They had these Converse with, like, they were black Converse, and it was, like, three black lines to look like paws.
No, you should, like, do a reaction video to, like, those, like, Therian compilations one day. Like, hello?
My mic just cut off.
Oh.
What the fuck? That was so weird.
Yeah, what?
Anyway, okay, what I said was, I need me a Therian girlfriend.
What does that mean? Hello?
Is my mic cut off? What? My mic cut off again, bro. What the flip? What the flip? What? It won't let me say I need a Therian girlfriend. It's gonna cut me off again.
Okay, then just
they know what I want. Okay, I do not wink. Need me a Therian girlfriend.
Wait, but what is that supposed to mean?
Okay, so a Therian is somebody who believes.
I know that part. I know that part.
Okay, a girlfriend or a partner. You'll never have one. But
I know.
I'm kidding. Love you, Teeks. I'm sure you'll find your person. Don't worry, I'm in the same boat as you. But anyway. So like you're in a
It keeps cutting you off. Hello? Hello, mate! Hello!
What the fuck? Hello?
Hello!
Hello? You can hear me now. I know
yes,
you can.
Yes, now I can.
Okay, yeah, that's so weird. I don't know why it keeps doing that. But... yeah. Need me a Therian girlfriend. That's all I have to say. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. See ya, guys. Can you not? Okay, so, anyway. All right, so we just muted Tiki for safekeeping. So anyway, guys, please follow the podcast. You know, you can listen to it in the background while, like, you're doing stuff. So, you know, we just, you know, get the money.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. We still got, like, 10 minutes left. Tiki?
Yes?
You okay?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
You good?
Yeah.
Why'd you just start skitzing? Hello?
Okay, wait, but we should, like, really try to, like, find out what that thing was in your video.
Oh, yeah, guys, it will be on the website. Please check it out. Leave a comment. Tell us what you think it was, because I'm really scared and it was in my house. So, yeah.
It was just, like, your brother.
He's not that tall. He's shorter than me, no, and that's, like, really short.
He had, like, a jacket on or something. Or, like, I don't know.
If I found out that was him, I will, give him a concussion. Anyways. Ooh, crayon. So, Pokemon Go. I'm really excited for Bagon Community Day, which is, you know, as you're listening to it, it was today. You probably missed out on it. So, if you're listening to this, haha, loser. Didn't get that Bagon. But yeah, there was a Shadow Mewtwo raid day the other day. Got me some
boy,
shadow.
What are you yapping about?
If you're a Pokemon goer like me, you'll know what I'm talking about. Wink. So, Minecraft Steve, smash or pass?
Pass. Pass.
What? How?
I don't know.
You're weird.
He is a bunch of blocks put together.
Yeah, you know what blocks rhyme
okay,
with?
No, wait.
Cocks.
Shut up!
Well, hey, listen to me. You know?
Smash or pass. Wait, I have a good one.
Please listen to our podcast. Thank you.
Smash or pass. What is his name? Oh my god.
Wow, pass?
Hugh Dancy!
Who?
Hugh Dancy!
Hugh, does he dance a lot?
The guy in the edit I showed you the other day. That...
Let me look. Smash. Yeah.
David Tennant.
Hold on. Hugh Dancy pictures revealed. Hold on.
What?
Found him! Wowzer! No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
Dude, oh my god. I'm not gonna say their names, but here, I'll tell them to you. Two of my friends, their standards are so high for people who, one, are shorter than, like, me and are hella mid. Their standards are like, oh, fucking acne is disgusting.
And oh my god, like, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I sent you a chat.
Oh, you did?
He's slow.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the chat.
So okay, those two people, yeah, their standards are like, yeah, if they're not blonde, big ass, huge tits, I don't want them. And I'm like, buddy, you're not even 5 foot.
And they both, no. I'm being completely honest, one of them looks like they're from Mars.
From, like, Mars?
Mars.
I think I know
the
which one.
The planet!
Yes, I know what Mars is! I've talked to my boy Elon Tusks. He has really long tusks. And you know what they say about long tusks?
Shut up.
Small penis.
Shut up!
Elon!
You're getting cut off again. Hello? Dude.
Hello?
You just got cut off again.
I know, I can tell.
Why?
Oh my god. Sorry,
what the fuck
guys.
Is that?
I was opening an edit.
Why?
Because.
See, yeah, Tiki doesn't have TikTok.
Yeah, I have Pinterest.
Pinterest. You know what word is.
You're getting cut off again? Hello?
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 Okay. God, all right, yeah, we gotta cut this up soon before my mic dies. It's plugged in, by the way, so I don't know why it's tweaking.
Okay, wait.
I have, 8.
Smash or pass? Jonathan Davis.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, who is that?
What?
Oh, wait, that guy. Yeah, hard smash. He is, wow.
Wait.
Dude, he's like fat.
When he was younger.
Still a little chubby.
So?
Not a big fan.
Boo!
Okay, I'm not fatphobic. Boo! If you want to be fat, that's your own problem. I understand, you know, some people have like eating disorders such.
Wait.
But, like, you know, if you, like, don't have an eating disorder or, like, you're not just, like, eating the sadness away, go to the fucking gym, all right? You know what? This is a very controversial topic. Cancel me if you want. Unless, you know, it's, like, an eating disorder or, like, there's a genuine problem why, like, you know, you're overweight or something. Like, just, like, go to the gym. Go on a diet. I've seen some transformations. It's shown me that it's possible. Genetics is an excuse. That's like, and like, you know, people who are like, you know, I'll be honest, guys, I'm not 5'10". I know you all believed me, but I'm actually super short. So,
Josh Hutcherson.
So, sorry, I just need to keep cutting out Tiki. They're being very interesting. So, anyway, like, I just feel like, you know, if you are a little bigger and you don't have, like, an eating disorder, like, you can get better. You just need to go on a diet, eat right, and go to the gym, space it out, get a personal trainer. It's not impossible.
I just saw an edit of Josh Hutcherson.
Oh my god, shut up. I'm like in a deep conversation with the viewers right now.
And he was being silly.
Oh, was it that one edit of him from Future Man where he's like jacking off?
No.
He's beating his monkey. It's spanking the monkey. I want him real thick and juicy.
Did you hear the opening part?
Yes. Can you not? Alright, Tiki.
He's so pooky wooky.
Okay, that's great, Tiki. But anyway, guys, I think so I just muted Tiki for a second.
Stop.
We have to wrap up the episode.
Yeah.
Can you just stop? All right, guys. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in today. Have a blessed rest of your morning, day, night, I don't know. Whoever you are, I'll give you a big wet smooch for listening.
today. Thank you. Thank you, okay. Everybody. And thank bye-bye. You.
Bye.